What's up, beautiful people, and welcome to Inside Out Empowerment, where we are examining the science of personal excellence through the very real experience of today's most powerful thinkers, professional athletes, and the world's greatest entrepreneurs. We learn the mechanisms for designing the life and the results of our dreams, starting from the inside out. I'm entrepreneur Joshua Nussbaum and your host. Just watch me now.
So guys, welcome to the Passion Based Podcast. This is definitely your home. I'm so glad you're here.
We're glad to be here, Tim. Thanks so much for having us. I know we played a little bit of ping pong back and forth when we started. You had reached out on Instagram, tip of the hat to you. That's something, by the way, that I'm a huge proponent of, is reaching out via direct message to people. So when people reach out to us, I do my best to, you know, respond in kind, because God, outflow equals inflow, right? And I recognize your outflow, but you touched on, you know, you reached out to Liz, I think, about a hair care product.
I did. Yours.
And within, you know, two or three conversations, we had like, you know, 10 or 15 different irons in the fire. And this is just Steve Jobs.
Catfisher,
yeah. No, they say, Steve Jobs said, you know, good things take time to develop and great things happen all at once. And I think, needless to say, this is, you've been a blessing in our life, that it's like, oh, okay, you like pull the string a tiny bit with this guy, and it's, you know, you go through your, you know, spiel of different things, and connecting the dots has been relatively effortless on the amount of stuff that we've launched as a result of having gotten to meet you. So, you know, being on the podcast, especially after Liz and I just launched our podcast, which actually we're sitting in the top 10 for business in UK, Canada, and US.
Jeez.
iTunes right now for Inside Out Empowerment. We're only six episodes in. I feel like coming here and being on the Passion Based podcast, especially given our sentiment towards you, Tim, is just the next natural progression.
Well, I love your podcast. I mean, like, just the intro, I play it sometimes just to literally, pun intended, rev me up. So I'll just play it. Like, I'll go walking in. I gotta be ready. Where's Josh's thing? And I'll turn it on, and because it's like the intro to like the thing is like just a couple minutes or whatever. I'm like, We're going in now. Yeah. I walk in.
It's supposed to fucking rev you up.
That's it. My chest is out a little bit further. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm ready for you. Whomever you are, whatever you are, I'm ready.
Dude, I love it. I love it, Tim. Because you know what's so funny is we had like five or six different mastered versions of that intro. And I'm just like, you know what? It's not perfect. Like, I know the song I want. It's Watch Me by The Phantoms. You know, just watch me now. You know, it just fit exactly what I was like trying to go do. But we couldn't get the rights to the song. So I literally prevented the launch of Inside Out Empowerment. Like, you know, and Liz is like, you know, the second one is good, the third one is good, not quite as good, whatever. And I'm like, dude, I'm not doing it unless I have that song. She's just like, all right. So we put everything on hold until I could get a hold of Andy Bissell, I think is Bissell or Bissell. And, you know, they have like the rights fragmented. So it's like 50 on, you know, to this part, this group, and then 25 and 25. So I had to get, you know, three sign-offs to get 100% rights to that song. And it literally delayed by 6 weeks. But by the time we launched, you know, I had tracked down the Phantoms. I like hit them up on YouTube, Twitter, email, you know, and they're like, one of the companies is like an English-based company to get the rights for it. So I was like chasing my tail, but I ended up, you know, I actually ended up saying to my, on my Instagram story on Rev Labs Prez, I was like, hey, if anybody knows Andy, I want them to tell him to check his email or to hit me up, because he wrote a song that I love and I want my podcast to be perfect. And one of his guys ended up getting back to me. He's like, yeah, sure, dude, you can use it. No worries. Like, you know, like totally okay. Fucking cool. Totally cool about okay. It. So I love that you say sometimes you just listen to the intro, because believe it or not, that was not a 10-second thing to get that intro the way that it is.
Yeah, it's straight up. It's Eminem, you know, Lose Yourself style stuff. Like, it's go and, you know, go and get it. And then when you listen to that intro, then I challenge you to go look at all Josh's social and look at his business and look at all the stuff he's doing. So it's like, listen to that. And if you've never looked at it, just listen to it, then go look him up, then go back and listen to it again. And you'll go, oh, okay, dude is for real. and being for real like that, it's nice optics, right? Like, so it's cool. It sounds cool. It's all good things. But then when you start like, cause there's little fragments inside of there in your life. Like you're like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Like it's that go get it stuff. But then you're like, yeah, you know, I was a dad real young. Like you just drop in this little thing and you pop out and you go, wow, there's what? Like, hold on a second. Like you start to see what's fueling that fire. It's kind of like that the saddest people on the planet are comedians, right? Cause they're so sad and they make the funniest stuff. It's like the most reformed, the most forgiven, and the most angst filled recovery people are the ones that you see that are the most motivated and positive and always ready to go get it, because we know the other side. We know the self-pity. We know the mistakes. We know what can define us if we choose to let that be our story. So we're like, no, this will be my story. And if you don't like it, I'm going to shove it so hard down your throat, you're going to have to puke it back up at me, because that's how we're going to do this. And I can feel that on you all over that intro, that couple minutes of intro. I'm in on that, like that, like he's been there. He's done whatever that is. He's done it. And I don't really think I want the full story, because I think it's that gritty. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, Tim, that's a really astute observation, because, you know, I get from people all the time, like, dude, you're so tough. You don't care what people think. Like, you have such thick skin, or you have such like broad shoulders. You know, I'm like a sensitive type. I'm whatever. Like, I don't think I could be that. And I laugh. Because, dude, Tim, I'm the type of guy that, like, you know, I cry when watching TV. You know what I mean? Like, I'm actually a highly, highly sensitive person. So it's funny that
I'm not
that,
crying. I'm not crying
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not.
Good. It's funny that what you got from the, you know, a podcast about like empowerment and capability is that I've been to the other side of the coin. And I think it's like, dude, you literally just, you know, smash the lasers off the ball. You hit the nail on the head. The more you've been through shit and come out the other side, you know, you learn to like embrace both sides of it to make, you know, the work-life integration piece, not work-life balance, but your work, a part of who you are, because it's integrated so deeply that you can stand behind the message so entirely. If you're just a rah-rah guy, you know, they say like in a 12-step program, right? Like cats in sobriety never like makes it for the long haul. Like if you're like a firework and you pop and fizzle in the first few steps, you don't have like that marathon type endurance. Like I think you have to go peak and you have to valley a couple of times, and the higher the peak and the harder the valley, the more times you go through those permutations and stay to your purpose, the more ingrained in who and what you are that purpose becomes. So, you know, I definitely think that a large part of or testament to the thoroughness of my conviction is the fact that I have succeeded and failed like a motherfucker and internalized both elements, both emotions. It's not like I'm like the fucking Terminator. I just keep on coming without feeling anything.
Yeah.
Liz is mouthing to me. That's what she said. You might keep on coming. I'm like fucking one and done over here. Liz is also my girlfriend of 7 years, by the way, for those of you that don't know or aren't familiar with who we are.
So that's a great caveat to put in at this point. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not just perving on a random guest over here. I'm perving on someone that I have full authority to perv on, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh.
Anyway, we want to pass you the mic on that. Anyway, sorry. So I think I interrupted your introduction with all that, Tim. I apologize for that.
The introduction was like over a long time ago. I knew this ship's in the water now. I think that whenever because the two of you are interesting, because Josh, I relate to a lot of the stuff that you're, you know, that what you are and kind of what you do. Cause I think, you know, if you and I want, you know, walk into any room, you know, we're going to motivate the person we motivated, but we're also looking for the person who's the most unconfident or the person that's hurting the most. And we want to figure out any way we can to make that person's life better. Even if we're just being very loud and making everybody's life better, the overflow might hit that one person that's super just feels left out or whatever. When you have to have felt left out to know how to be able to really kind of be around people and feel like you can do that. But what Liz, what's interesting for this passion-based podcast is like, Josh, you represent one thing. It's almost like this anomaly of a thing that I could talk about ad nauseum because I really enjoy what you do and who you are. And Liz, you got this really cool thing that a lot of people want to know about. And usually you can go, okay, so she's super in shape. She's got this huge Instagram following. She's got a clothing line coming out. She's like, you've got everything going for you, right?
She's dating Joshua Nussbaum.
Dating Josh. I mean, that number one right there. But when you look at that, and it's easy to go, oh, you know, she's got all this stuff, but you've built this. Like, you've gone in and you've put this together. And the time, you know, times we've talked, I've been able to see, like, this isn't just like you stumbled into this. Like, you've put the time in. For somebody to look at from an outside, they can kind of blow it off sometimes, right? But if you look at the sheer numbers of people that even comment on your stuff, it's like thousands of people. Like, it's ridiculous. What brought you to being from not just an influencer and not just in fitness, but also being a CFO and everything else that you've got going on in life that goes on behind the scenes, because I hear you guys talk about it. Where did that passion come from? And like, how did you kick all this off?
Yeah, I'm totally a behind the scenes kind of chick, ironically. So,
and by the way, I want to throw in really quick before she gets rolling on this. Seeing the Instagram stuff and like all the public fame and notoriety that mm-hmm. Elizabeth has accumulated is literally the tip of the iceberg. I mean, we run three, you know, 7-figure a month companies, and prior to any social media, before Liz even had an Instagram, I mean, she was the backbone and chief financial and chief operating officer for all three of those companies prior to being a figurehead or face card for, mm-hmm. for Rev Labs. So she was.
I did create my Instagram account for Rev Labs.
Right, right. Yeah, you would create. I'm like, I think you could be good at this.
An Instagram. This was like 8 years ago or seven.
Yeah, seven maybe, years. Yeah. 2012. So that was six.
Yeah,
6 years ago. Yeah. So I just wanted to add that, like, 99% of what Liz does, she's on the surface is very impressive, but 99% of what she does is stuff that you do not see or that mm-hmm. the public does not see. I couldn't do any of what I do if I didn't have Liz behind me. Just full disclosure. So Liz, continue. passing the mic back to you.
I'm totally a behind the scenes kind of shit. I would say just having when your skin is in the game, it just makes it all the better. Like, my view and like what I wanted as far as Instagram or my fitness career, which I honestly thought, when I say fitness career, maybe it hasn't happened yet. It was something that I thought could be a full-time job for me. So it deviated when I got more involved with Rev Labs and went the route of corporate fitness, I guess. But maybe there's some personal branding that will still come out of it. We'll see with that part. But yeah, I think just having your skin in the game makes everything like way more fun. So being behind the scenes and loving what I do and getting to see what we produce as a team is so much more rewarding than what I can do by myself.
Jim, what's your question? How did Liz get involved in all of this? Like, how did Liz...
We started dating.
Was that the question?
Where did the passion come from to really have that CFO operations administration kind of mindset? Because that's not the card you play. That's not the brand you have out public. So that being behind the scenes, like, where did all that come from? And you're running multi-million dollar companies, but what the public sees is you've got a new Rev Lab shaker and you did a new workout. That's like completely, like, I read that and go, but she's running the company. Like, she's running the spread. Where does that come from? And where did that even start from, I guess?
I'll make sure I get you a shaker, Tim.
I'm dying for one. I can't wait. I work out all the time. I can be holding it.
That was
shirt.
A fly way of saying Tim wants some free Rev Lab swag.
Flag.
We're reading between the lines, Tim. We get you.
I'm in this whole thing for Rev Lab swag. This is my whole mission.
There's got to be easier ways than launching a podcast, my dude. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Can I get a pair of Rev Lab breakers? You know what I mean? The shirt. I mean, a hat.
Yeah, we just
make a Tim line.
We can make a Tim Savage. Yeah, we.
There
we
you go. You make a Tim Savage line.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Dude, so
an excuse
yeah.
to put Savage on a remake.
Yeah, Logan Paul has like the Mavericks and like the Low Gang. We can have like, dude, I like hashtag Savage. Yeah, we can make a little like subline of that easily.
There we go. For your average fitness enthusiast, Tim Savage.
the average Savage line.
That's it. I'm an average Savage, son. Same old two-step. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. So yeah, Liz, talk us through it. Where did all this come from? Let's see. So we met in what, 2010,
right,
when you left something in a limousine, and then that guy was working for me, but also owned a limousine company.
I went out in downtown San Diego and left my cell phone inside this limo, and the guy that like put this whole event together, I knew him, and I'm like, dude, I like really need my cell phone back. And he's like, all right, well, you can cruise over to my office tomorrow and come grab your phone. And I'm like, you suck. Like, you could just tell the limo to turn around, but whatever. And I end up going to get my cell phone to find out that I will kind of wanted, this is like all such a weird story. I was also looking for a job at the time. And I was like, well, what is this company you work for? And do you know anybody that's hiring? And he's like, well, yeah, actually they're hiring. And so the company is called Loss Recovery Services. And I'm like, oh, that's really crazy that there's such a market or like need for a loss prevention company of people that lose all their stuff in at clubs and in limos. And total blonde moment. So
Loss Recovery Services is a public insurance adjusting company. It was the first company I started when I was a senior at San Diego State. And Liz thought, because she lost her cell phone, that the company was had to do something with like the limousine or the event that like she had just done, like filing claims for lost shit. When the reality is it had nothing to do with it whatsoever. So
I shouldn't be so insecure about leaving my stuff in places. Everyone loses stuff. There's a whole industry for this. Apparently.
There's a whole other business right there. Let's get it right now.
Yeah.
So she showed up. Long story short, that guy set up an interview for Liz.
Two in one to get my cell phone and two.
So she came by my office that we're actually still in today, back in 2010. It was 2009, maybe.
Oh, my gosh.
2009.
No, because that was my senior year.
Oh, you were. Yeah. So I drafted her as an intern out of San Diego State Finance Department, which is also where I went to school. I had graduated 4 years prior. She worked as an intern filing papers at what she thought at the time was like a cell phone loss prevention company, when in reality it had to do with like smoke, soot, and ash claims. But she learned and picked up pretty quickly. And then when we launched our real estate venture in 2011.
Yeah, like a year and a half after that, we had generated a lot of extra cash flow from the loss prevention company and decided to launch a real estate investment company.
Mm-hmm. So I was looking around the offices and basically drafted Liz again and said and painted my vision of why I thought Vegas was a good play. And I was like, hey, Liz, come take a ride in my car with me. You know, we hadn't really talked all of that much up until this point, but I knew that all of her higher-ups in LRS raved about her, and she was a person that I knew could handle more responsibility than she had. And she was freshly graduated, you know, 6 months prior at this point in 2011. And I was like, hey, you ready to step up to the big leagues and be a property acquisitions manager? You know, you'll run some agents. And this is what I think the play is. I think it's like a 6-year hold. You know, I have my dad taking point. I'll put up the money. He'll run everything from a consultant standpoint, but we need somebody hammering the nail. And ironically, her passion was real estate, and she just jumped at the opportunity and said, put me the fuck in, coach. Like, I'm so down to be ready to play. You know, and back then, things were way more formal. I mean, I was like Mr. Nussbaum to my employees. And when we shifted from insurance focus to real estate focus, you know, it was still pretty, you know, like girls were in pencil skirts and guys were in tucked in polo shirts. As we transitioned over to the Rev Labs game or Rev Labs company, we started blending in, you know, people are allowed to be in stringers in the office, and, you know, casual Friday turned into like casual Thursday and Friday until it's just disintegrated that I'm sitting here in like, you know, a pair of Rev Labs joggers, some like Converse shoes and a Lululemon top. And that's like completely acceptable at my desk right now.
You guys are the coolest. You know that?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You put all this together, Liz. You moved up into the situation. So you're kind of floated in a little bit, just out on the kind of red shirted, and then they put you in the game. And now you're basically running all the numbers on all these companies.
Yeah, in a nutshell, that is correct. We are currently selling our Las Vegas portfolio, which, see, it's 2018. So Yeah. Ended up being a 6-7 year old play, but I'm happy to be watching what we turned into a huge success there has been really rewarding. And
yeah, we worked together for a whole real estate cycle. That says something.
Yeah, right?
When a relationship lasts as long as the market can go from peak to peak or bottom to bottom, that's saying something.
It really is. I'm not going to allude into what it's probably saying, but you know, I'll let you guys ride with that right there.
Yeah, right. It means that Liz is a very, very patient woman to be able to track with me on my multiverse of crazy, you know, passionate tangents and still be able to make sense. Because if I didn't have a rock like Liz tying me to reality, I would just float off into outer space, never to be seen again.
that is the key. And when you look at what kind of drives, so Liz, you've gotten yourself into now. You're really in charge of a lot of money right now. So you're keeping profitable businesses rolling. Where did that passion come from to like want to work with numbers like that?
To be honest, I think it came out of necessity. I would say that I had a huge passion for numbers since I was like 4 years old and create some wild story, but that would be a lie. Just was out of necessity. I actually love apparel and I love real estate, and those were two things that I was more passionate about. But numbers, just if it doesn't make numbers, it doesn't make sense. And I do have a passion for building empires. So I kind of just evolved into making sense out of numbers to interpret different data across all these different companies and make sense of it all and put it into a one page summary and be like, here, Josh, here's a summary of your total assets. And by assets, I mean every company you own, bank account, and so it's just a way to interpret information as accurately as possible.
You know, when you say that and you put that across, you start to see the genius start to move forward here. Like I see how y'all are rolling. Like together, you two are like, I'm not really sure, like the Wonder Twins rings unite or something like that. Like you're pulling out all the numbers. Josh, you're pulling out all this vision. You guys are putting this in the middle and like hitting puree. And bingo, like it's coming out aces every single time. Like I'm listening to this going, man, I just want to just follow y'all around and see what falls on the floor, man. You're going to eat good off of that. You know what I mean? So
we've gotten to the point where we are able to like crush ourselves under the weight of our own success, which is why having an infrastructure underneath us is wildly important. If I didn't have Liz systematize everything, if that's even a word.
We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it.
We'll take it. We'll let that one pass. Sounds like it very well could be a word, systematize. Be sure to look that up later.
Systematizer.
Yeah, professional systematizer. Taking it one step further. If I didn't have Liz to make a systematic infrastructure below and behind me, you know, the first, think about it, you know, if you're like tremendous at sales, right? And you go and you sell, you know, I have an ability to sell 10,000 units of something. If you don't have the infrastructure to be able to purchase those, to pay for those, to label those, to quality control mm-hmm. those, to ship them, to fulfill them, to track them, to get the USB, barcode reader to scan it appropriately, a way to account, to invoice for them, all that stuff. What the fuck is the purpose of having an ability to sell if you have an inability to follow through on the natural necessity that immediately follows the tip of the spear? So, you know, I have a vision to go create and acquire properties at, you know, the bottom of a market, you know, 2 years after the peak of like the biggest real estate crash in the history of the United States, in a down market where cash is king and we have a ton of it. I go and I was like fucking sending out EMDs, earnest money deposits. For those of you that don't know, are like, you know, the deposit you pay to, you know, acquire a property. It's a good faith, you know, non-refundable, usually, money that you pay to open up escrow when you're buying a property. You know, I was like sending EMDs and like wasn't even tracking which property the EMD was for. I mean, I was like six properties in when I drafted Liz. And she's like, what the fuck? You have absolutely no system. I'm like, no, that's why I'm bringing you in.
And there's like why you're
a pile
here.
Of like, yeah, there's like a pile of like open escrows, closed escrows. Like, do you own this property? I'm like, I don't know. It's on my spreadsheet. No, I looked on your spreadsheet and it's not. It says to call the escrow company. I'm like, okay, so find out if that one closed.
On your spreadsheet was some image of somebody dancing. That was
yeah,
what your
exactly.
spreadsheet.
Yeah, she's like, is that what you call that thing you sent me, was a spreadsheet? I'm like, yeah, I'm not really, I haven't done it. I haven't done Excel since state.
That know? Was like, a gift. Okay, that was like, yeah. That wasn't actually an Excel spreadsheet.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So you know, that's like a microcosm of the macrocosm that is, you know, what we do. And we've gotten better at creating enormous success. But I think where I bottleneck pretty consistently every single time is like a lack of ability to set up an infrastructure systematically that not just keeps up with sales, but embedded in that system needs to be the capacity to measure the response that we get and self-adapt. And that's where Liz has gotten really good, is to be able to arm me with the information necessary to make decisions that makes the system fundamentally adapt to the response that our front end marketing or sales is getting from the marketplace. I.e., if something needs to change, the system will change itself without me having to be the brilliant one coming up with the right tweak every single time.
Or we start an initiative and we're testing it out. We're in beta.
We're in beta, yeah.
And just deciding whether or not we want to take it and plug it into our system and our infrastructure is always, I think, another bottleneck, because you're like wanting to run before.
I always want to throttle.
Right.
And Liz is like, hey, let's test the theory to make sure it fucking makes sense before you go spending $100,000 down an improper rabbit hole that you forget about.
Employees and like people aren't going to know what's going on. So I'm always like hesitant because I don't want to like break the system. So I would say that that's another area.
I'm a little bit like a puppy in a new yard, like peeing all over everything and running up and licking people. And, you know, Liz is a little bit more like, okay, let's make sure that these people don't have rabies. And like, let's make sure there's no landmines in the yard, Mr. fucking like 2-month-old Labrador. Uh-huh. But yeah, it balances nicely.
Well, and I think what a lot of times people mistake, this is really great, because a lot of times I'll talk about passion and where it comes from. But a lot of times people mistake passion for like the romanticism of going and doing it and getting it and going, you know, and all this going in action. And I think, you know, we miss like the back and forth you guys are going into right here of just, you have not only just vision, but you're excited about what you're doing. You're moving it in a direction, but it's also going, what are we actually doing? Like, where is this actually? Because, you know, anybody can get caught up in, I got seven, you know, I'm throwing money out the door. I'm trying all these things. I'm excited. And then you turn around, I've sold this big deal or whatever, and you've got no infrastructure to fulfill it. And like,
that's
the person.
2 minutes before you called, like, we just got a call from one of our partners with a fulfillment center that we own out in Utah. And he's like, hey, I need $13,000 and wire cutoff closes in 9 minutes. I'm like, who the fuck makes a call like that? You need $13,000 in the next 9 minutes? Like, what the fucking shit? Do you have like supporting data to show me what I'm paying for? I don't even know, but like, we're $5,000 negative in the account. I'm like, what? Who's taking point? He's like, me. I accidentally cut myself a check for $50,000 and there was only $45,000 in the account. I'm like,
say that word again. Did you say accidentally cut yourself a check? You can accidentally cut off your finger, right?
He accidentally cut a check for more than he had in the account. I'm like, Liz, this is passing over into you territory.
Right.
When there was like lack of accounting, like I called this like 3 months ago. I'm like, I am not getting involved. I'm not getting involved. I'm staying away.
Yeah. You're like, you're going to give me an aneurysm.
And now you're involved.
Yeah.
When you guys look at this and you look at what you're doing and what you're kind of, you're in the midst of doing something that very few people have ever put together. One, the two of you coming together and being able to have a partnership of sorts that is feeding off each other. You know what I mean? Yin and yang, all that types of stuff. When you guys are in the middle of experiencing this, like even just this banter back and forth here, I don't know why there's not a reality TV show on you guys. That boggles my mind just even hearing y'all talk. But when you are in the middle of that, there's this thing, there's this energy that's going back and forth. And that energy that I see it, and that's that passion. Like, that's what I look for in people. And when I find people that have that, like, I'll engage with them. I'll give them much more grace on you know, times that we're talking or subjects, wherever we're going, because I can see that thing, that thing's moving, that elasticity of passion. And you guys have that. And that's what, when we connected on that one first phone call, I was like, these guys are great. These guys are definitely friends for life, because the way they're moving is the way that I look for, the way that I move. Right. So in that backs and forth, right? And the things you guys are coming up with, what does it feel like internally to be able to have, because with my wife, her and I have a different sounding relationship, but a similar trust factor, a similar back and forth on how we do things. And when you have that, the value to that is so enormous, you can't put any type of, there's nothing I could put on it, right? So when you guys are experiencing that and you're going back and forth and you're having these things, have building a business, building relationship and everything else, like what does, and I'm not trying to get into it, this isn't a romance thing, this is a passion thing, this is a business thing, just to kind of set the stage. But what does it feel like to have that in your life? And almost from like an answer place of there's other people out there listening for this, like they want this in their life. There's other Joshes and Liz's waiting to meet, right? Tim and Sandra is waiting to meet, but they don't know that they're waiting to meet. You know what I'm saying? And by seeing this and being able to put a mental picture to it, it might give them that vision. So when they see that, they go, oh, that's actually what I'm looking for. So what does it feel like to have that trust factor, that passion factor, and even that vision on an everyday, you know, on an everyday run in your life?
So that was a really good, like 17 part question there.
That's what I did right there. Cause I can do that.
Giggity.
Yeah.
I think giggity is a perfectly acceptable answer. Giggity, giggity. All right. If you're a Family Guy fan, that's a Quagmire reference right there. I like that you're like, what did you say? Straight from Columbia, uncut, with the cocaine reference. So I like that you're going to be giving this in raw format to your listeners, because they're probably going to get a lot more.
We don't delete.
A lot more raunchiness than the average bear gets on an edited version of a podcast. But number one, I like that you use the term elasticity. It's funny because Liz and I originally were very like finance oriented. I was a control freak to the nth fucking degree. You know, I went from being broke as shit when I was a senior at San Diego State, 21 years old, without two pennies to rub together. I was like a new father, like scared, not knowing what to do, bartending, trying, you know, not enough money to like buy formula between classes, to, you know, having seven figures in the bank within 24 months of graduating San Diego State. Mm. So needless to say, my success propelled in front of the amount of success that I was trained to deal with. So there were certain, you know, kind of glass ceilings I put on myself, like my ability to duplicate and replicate and promote myself within an organization. So I didn't used to let anybody touch my QuickBooks and do my accounting. And Liz was actually the first person you brought up trust factor. And I was neurotic as shit back then, making sure like the checks were like lined up appropriately, and she printed from the right side and lined up on the left side. She was the first person I ever let do my accounting, with literally me like physically watching her balance every single transaction until I was positive that she had that done properly.
And I had just graduated and I had like no responsibilities, so to speak, on my plate, but a ton of wantingness or willingness to have responsibilities. So like, you can dish some of that like overwhelming amount of like things you have going on this way, and I will gladly take them on, because I was like wanting to attach myself on to greatness. So it was good timing for us.
Here's the reality, dude. Like, you asked two questions. Like, number one is, how does it feel? Liz said giggity, which is quoting like the pervert from Family Guy, which I love. Because literally my knee-jerk reaction of like, how does it feel to have that, I literally was going to say it feels like an emotional boner. You know, like they say, you know, what did they say? You got to get it up if you want to get it in, you know?
Yeah, it is.
And who is they? I don't know who they is, but you know how they say stuff?
Like, yeah, I don't know. Anonymous.
They say a lot of shit. I don't know how reliable they is. So I should speak from I. You know what I say? You got to get it up to be able to get it in. Well, you know, success is getting it in. You're fully responsible for getting it up. And let me tell you, like, there's nobody in the business better at getting it up than Elizabeth Corvino. I want to be on record saying that. As you guys are saying this,
I'm thinking in my head how I'm presenting this on my blog, because it's like some of the most, it's a spot on answer, like spot on. And I don't think you could say it any clearer than you just said it, both of you, with giggity giggity and the rest of it. And I'm going, how do you present that in wording so that
it's easy. It's an infographic.
That's exactly what we need. Is an infographic. That's the next statement.
Steal any picture from Liz's Instagram. She looks like a fucking dime. And say, quote, you got to get it up if you want to get it in. And nobody gets it up better than Liz Vino from Joshua Nussbaum.
No, but I think that has to be on your your Instagram for Valentine's Day. You need to do
fucking
a meme.
Done deal.
And that's, you know, it, man.
I'll do a meme.
The average savage.
we'll do a meme combined with the average savage. You can send me the uncut version of this. I'll chop it up and we'll both release it on our podcasts if you're cool with that.
Perfectly fine.
We'll split the average savage revenue down the middle. You gave us the name. We'll do all the production for it.
There we go.
Liz will be the marketing face and the back end, and then I'll do all of the analytics and pay per click shit on my side because that's my specialty anyway.
That just happened right here. First of all, we got the I don't think, I feel like that question, I can never ask that question again of like because no one could answer it better than that. Like it would only be just like, yeah, that was a good answer. But like if you meet a power couple and you ask them what they got going on, you know what I mean? They could probably get the answer in a different style, but I don't think anybody's going to like that was spot on. That's the thing. You've got that answer in you, Josh. You got to leave it on the table,
brother. I apologize. I swing for it. I didn't mean to be overly witty and then ruin the question for the rest of time for you. Like if I need
rest
to
start of time, it's gone. The only person who can answer that question better is if it was asked to me about my wife. Because that's me and my wife. So that's going to trump you. That's it. That's it. Done. Like, I can't ask that question again. Do you know what I'm saying? It could be asked of me and I could answer it. That would be the only trump, but it would only be by a couple yards. And that would be I have a biased view on it because it's about me and my wife.
And what was the question? What does it feel like to have that passion in your life? Was that
to have that passion, have that trust factor, that back and forth on almost a taken granted for, but not taken granted for level. Like, you know, it's there. You almost take it for granted, but it's so valuable. You can't take it for granted.
And so how would you answer that question? If I asked you, what does it feel like having that?
It feels like I am the strongest man on the planet and there has never been anybody stronger. And at every moment I am completely supported and nobody can take me down at any moment. And it's only because she is 100% the strength behind me. And if she was not there, the slightest wind would knock me completely onto my back.
Yeah, you know, I think that a certain degree of delusion is healthy, Tim. I'm sorry, it was just so heartfelt. I had to fucking answer it with a no, That's a beautiful sentiment. That's a truly beautiful sentiment for sure. She sounds like a great woman.
Oh, she's over the top. She's over the top amazing. She cooks the best fried chicken dumplings, best food you can come up with in your life. And tell you what, she does a salmon, like salmon and steak. Steak, maybe one restaurant we found that better steak than her, but like not a salmon. Mm-mm. Unbelievable good cook. And it's like, I'll be out doing my thing just like I'm doing here. Like I'm running a 14, 16 hour day, just like you're talking about. It's all covered. And it's like business is working. You know what I mean? And when you have that, it's a very special thing, but it also makes those are the men in the world you do not want to mess with. Because I always say this to my sis, you have no idea how strong my wife is, which makes me just, you know what I mean? I'm very strong, but you don't know what's behind me. That's what you don't want to watch out for. Do you know what I'm saying?
I love it. Of course I do. Yes, absolutely.
Let's do closing remarks. To both of you guys, tell us where to find you guys.
You can find me on Instagram. I am at Liz Vino, LIZVINL. And Joshua is RevLabs Prez. That's RevLabsPrez.
Right on. You can also find us, our supplements and our latest project of nutritional line of subs and apparel at RevLabs.com. It's short for Revolution Laboratories, RevLabs.com. If you're interested in becoming an ambassador or interested in joining the upward movement and all that we're creating, go to RevLabs.com/athlete to apply or DM either one of us on social media. If you have any specific questions as far as leveling up or want to improve your life in some capacity, anything from social media to business advice, to marketing help, to, you know, internal empowerment stuff. You can go to ioepodcast.com. That's the website for my podcast. Or you can look me up, and I have in my show notes on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify all the ways to get in touch with me on my podcast, which is Inside Out Empowerment, three words. You can go check me out over there. And Liz and I are very, very responsive to our audience and to the users that are listening and consuming our content. So check us out. And Tim, thank you so much for having us on. I very much appreciate you as a human being, the way that you're showing up in the world, and the way that you're constantly striving to level up and bring human beings together. Sincerely, all the joking aside, you know, they say if you spot it, you got it. And Liz and I definitely see a lot of strengths in you that we value in ourselves. So I appreciate the way you're showing up and all of the positive upward energy and opportunity you're bringing to Rev Labs, to Liz personally. And speaking from a personal perspective, I sure enjoyed the shit out of you. I think I kept my fucks to a minimum on this as well. I want to pat myself on the back for a second for keeping my potty talk to as little as possible per your and Liz's requests.
Yeah, well, that was valiant. You know, there was a couple less than I guess normal, but guys, these are two people that are doing it. You've heard directly from two people who are doing it. This is what they sound like. This is what it looks like in your mind. This is what it looks like. This is what goes down. So this is the point, is that when you hear people being real and they're doing and they're just going, this is what it's like being around them during the day. This is what anything's going on. I mean, I've been on full on kickoff call business, and this is what these guys are. So you want to take notes on that. You want to listen to how they're talking. It doesn't mean you have to say all the same funny stuff and you have to have the same personality, but listen to their pentameter. Listen to how they're doing. This is all calculated, not calculated in a bad way or calculated in an I've got to be in control way. They have practiced this. They have worked this art of being able to do who they are, right? And that is huge, because being who you are comes from a passion. And sometimes we don't know the full passion we have. We haven't believed who we can be. These are people who are believing who they can be, and they're striving to level up and be more than who they were every day. That's my prayer every night. I say, God, make me unrecognizable from who I was yesterday, tomorrow, and today.
Inside Out Empowerment is written and produced by me, Joshua Nussbaum. When it comes to all things editing, mixing, mastering, I have to give hats off. Resonate Recordings has been amazing to work with. If you have a podcast or you're thinking about starting a podcast, I knew I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to say, didn't really know how I was going to go about putting it into a podcast format, get it into an RSS feed, upload it to iTunes, all that stuff. And the owner of Resonate Recordings, Jacob, has really stepped up to the plate. Go ahead and mention Inside Out Empowerment when you talk to them, and you'll get your first episode mixed and mastered for free. If you guys are looking to level up your life and be entertained in the process, go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss my weekly podcast. I'm highly responsive. Please, I'm going to leave the show notes below, complete with all the ways you can connect with me on Instagram at RevLabsPrez, on YouTube at Joshua Nussbaum. This is here for you guys. Please reach out, connect, like, comment, subscribe, ask me questions, tag me. I'm here for you. Let's tailor this bad boy and live an empowered life. Talk soon. Just watch me now. Just watch me now.